Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. One person is dead and two others injured in an explosion that collapsed three homes and destroyed several others in the Nicetown section of the city. KYW's Sheridan Howard was on scene as neighbors stood shocked at the destruction.
455, a big explosion. Like, when I say big...
That's Mocha. He said that the explosion he heard jolted him to his feet and out of his house. When he made it to the end of the block, there was absolute devastation. Assistant Chief Charles Walker with the fire department says what Mocha heard was an explosion in the middle of the 1900 block of West Bristol Street, with three homes collapsed and 10 homes impacted.
We transported two female individuals to the hospital. One is stable, one is in critical condition at this time. After we brought in our search dog, the search dog actually had an alert.
That alert led them to a third victim, they say, an elderly woman most likely killed in the collapse. Officials had to evacuate the entire block, leaving families displaced, sheltering at the nearby public school. Diamond says nothing could have prepared her for the shock.
Yep, you see, we got babies and stuff. Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. Actually, our windows got busted out. All of our front windows got busted out. My mom's room windows and our living room window. It was glass everywhere.
Is everybody okay?
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council and hospital officials are warning of devastating impacts to the region if Congress passes a bill that would slash Medicaid to provide tax cuts for the highest income brackets. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
President Trump calls the legislation one big, beautiful bill, but Councilmember Jamie Gauthier called it one big, ugly bill.
Which will enshrine draconian cuts to essential services that keep our community safe and healthy.
Former Health Commissioner Cheryl Bettegol, now at Penn, says the bill would return the country to a time when nearly 50 million Americans had no health insurance.
People who had fractures that did not get treated for months. I remember taking care of a young woman whose ankle fused sideways and had to be rebroken and reset, and she still would never walk completely normally.
The official spoke at a news conference last week with the central message for voters to call members of Congress to register concerns about the bill. Republicans have advocated for the bill, especially touting its funding for border security. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As Black Music Month is wrapping up, the Dell Music Center hosted a free concert and fireworks show as part of the Welcome America slate of events. KYW's Vic Ragapathy spoke to some concertgoers.
It may have been hot under the afternoon sun at the Dell Music Center in North Philly, but Mia Mack figured it was well worth it considering the artists taking the stage.
Always love music, soul child. Freeway, he's from Philly, so you gotta love your home artists as well as Kindred, the Family Soul. They're from Philly as well. I think the lineup is the reason why I got up and rushed down here to get the tickets.
Those three, along with DJ Active, comprise Sunday's Wah Wah Welcome America Celebration of Black Music lineup. The event also features local food vendors, soulful yoga, roller skating, double dutch, and the cherry on top, a fireworks display.
We need this, especially with the way this world is right now. We need to have joy. But you know, Black folks, we're joyful anyway, no matter what. We try to make joy out of anything that's negative.
Angelique Dubois was at the concert last year and says it's much more well attended in 2025. She was glad this time around she was able to bring friends and family along with her.
It's a whole vibe. Listening to some good music, dancing a little bit, you know, in the whole nine yards.
At the Dell, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.